on FM and up to date on social media. We are Radio Newark. With the latest news now.
Irish police say a five-year-old girl is receiving emergency medical treatment following a serious assault in Dublin city centre. Officers say preliminary indications suggest a male attacked a number of people. A total of five casualties have been taken to hospitals in the Dublin region. A four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is set to begin tomorrow morning. Qatari officials involved in negotiations say there'll be a pause in fighting from 7 a.m. local time. It's thought the first group of hostages being held by Hamas will be freed tomorrow afternoon. Britain's new Foreign Secretary, Lord Cameron, has been visiting the region today.
There's never an excuse for this sort of hostage taking. All the hostages should be released. But I hope everyone who's responsible behind this agreement can make it happen to bring relief to those families, including, of course, there are British nationals who've been taken hostage. Let's hope that can be delivered.
The Prime Minister is facing calls to bring down net migration urgently. The latest figures from the Office for National Statistics show the number of people arriving and leaving the country is at a record high of 745,000. The far-right anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders has won the election in the Netherlands with a landslide victory. It puts him in line to form a new ruling coalition where he could possibly become the country's prime minister. We've been speaking to Dutch national Jacqueline about the result.
It's quite a worrying time, but on the other hand, it's also not a surprise for me necessarily, because you see that in a lot of countries in the world, like it's turning to the right.
And the Mercedes Formula One boss has been handed a formal warning following his X-rated outburst at last weekend's Las Vegas Grand Prix. Opening practice was scrapped when Carlos Sainz's Ferrari was damaged by a drain cover, and second practice was delayed by 2.5 hours. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
When you're dealing with debt, you need support you can trust. With more 5-star Trustpilot reviews than anyone else in the debt industry, there's no one more reliable than Credit Fix. With our help, you could write off up to 81% of your unsecured debt and get your life back. For debt help you can rely on, text ACT to 60777 now. Terms apply, not suitable for all. Can affect credit. For more, see creditfix.co.uk/add terms. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Outbreaks of rain will continue to move southwards this evening and overnight, then becoming increasingly light and patchy, turning cold from the north with clear spells, developing showers with some wintry in the north and east, lows of 3 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Discover the Christmas gift ideas at the YMCA. 30% discount from limited activities, vouchers for climbing, and the YMCA Cafe. There are charity gifts and much more. Find out more online at ymcanewarkshower.org/Christmas or pop in and see us.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that help me, bad from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe, now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see, I still get frustrated, can't lie, when you keep on doing things I don't like. I got 21 reasons why I do, 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 do,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why I do.
A very good evening and welcome to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey. I'm on my own tonight. No Joino. He's off enjoying himself somewhere. So if you're listening, Tony, a welcome from us here. Big thanks for Mark Fell last week. Had a really enjoyable conversation with Mark, although I got beaten up, I'm sure. But I really, really enjoyed it. And I am very much looking forward to this week. Straight after this next record, we're going to be talking about the local sport. But I just want to say, this week we have Mr. Dave Smith with us again, who many of you will know. We spoke with Dave and we managed to do 1/10 of the list that Dave had in front of him. And we're going to be catching on with Dave again at some point. But tonight, Dave's brought with him an absolute legend, and I've been really looking forward to this. Ray O'Brien, ex-former Irish international footballer. So, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
And a big thank you for coming in. Really looking forward to this. We're going to do the local sport straight after, and we shall catch you in a second. This is especially for Ray. Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey. Alongside me this evening, we have Dave Smith and we have Ray O'Brien. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Very much appreciated you popping in tonight. We're just going to quickly run through what's been going in local sport, because I know we've got loads of stories we're going to talk about, and I really can't wait for this. So we normally, as we start, we'll start with the rugby. Bit disappointing for the first team. They were winning 20-0. And then managed to lose 41-25. So, but that was at home to Walsall. But it must have been a great game. On the positive side, the seconds beat Ashby 28-22 away, which is obviously a great result. And they've had a couple of good results now on the bounce. So, the Colts won a third round tie in the National Colts Cup. They drew 17-17, but got through by the fact that they scored the first try. So that was great news. And so, yeah, that just quickly rounds up. I don't know if you've got to think, there's no rugby this weekend. Rob's asked me to mention that. So there's a rugby break. So wanted to move on to the football. In Joino's absence, I'm going to just mention Newark Town's 3-0 win against Clipston, top of the league clash last week. That was an amazing, amazing win. Willie Hall Cup this weekend as well on the Sunday. We've got a few teams gone through. There's a few byes. But teams that have progressed are Walesby, the Duck, RHP, and Farnsfield. So well done to those teams there into the next round. One of the things at the moment I really do want to talk about, gents, and you might be able to relate to this, is women's football. Women's football is on the up. You know, the Lionesses have done really well, and locally as well, the girls are doing amazing. On the advertiser, there's obviously the set up a development team now, which is going to help bridge the gap and get some of the girls through to the main first team. Mark Nesbitt, bless him, he developed a lot of the girls that are playing there now, so they've put this on show, and they had another 12-0 win last week. So they are doing fabulous. So well done to those girls. What else has been going on? So the Gracie Barra Karate club that was been set up earlier this year. They're doing well. They're a big tournament this weekend where they've had some winners. They look really good in the photograph there. They've done amazing. We've had a young man called Travis Dunwell. He's won the vacant East Midlands Youth Belt. So well done to him as well. He's from Newark Amateur Boxing Club. I want to mention this really. I went to watch the FA Vars game last week. Newark and Sherwood were in the FA Vars. Unfortunately, couldn't get past Lichfield. A pretty tough game. But obviously, that looks like it's put pay to Dennis. Dennis Rules left the club. Really sad for Dennis. He's heart and souls in football. So wish you all the best, Dennis, with whatever you do next. And we'll have a catch-up. But that concludes that. We've just run through that quite quickly. I've got a quick song, and then we'll be talking to these two sporting superstars.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Looking for gift ideas this Christmas?
YMCA has wrapped up some great deals for everyone.
30% discount for unlimited activities at the YMCA Village. Perfect for fitness and well-being enthusiasts.
Climbing vouchers for adventurers and the thrill seekers in your life. Treats for coffee lovers with YMCA cafe vouchers. Or there's charity gifts and much more.
You'll also be supporting the lives of vulnerable young people in our community. So jingle all the way to the YMCA and give something unique this year.
Find out more online at ymcanewarksherwood.org/Christmas or pop in and see us at the YMCA Village.
The National Civil War Centre and Newark Museum is now free for residents of Newark and Sherwood. Enjoy fascinating galleries, fun interactives, a brilliant dressing up area and more, as well as fantastic family events every month. Plus, discover more about the town with hidden history walking tours every Saturday, where you'll uncover the secrets of streets you walk every day. The National Civil War Centre is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out more at nationalcivilwarcentre.com or follow them on Facebook.
love takes our trade. Summer breeze and brilliant light. Only love she sees, she controls our love. Love shows to a new light. Promise you a miracle. Belief is a beauty thing. As golden days break wondering. Oh, what she sees. Either she's a friend. Life is a friend. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. Oh. I promise you a miracle. Promises, promises. As golden days break wondering. Reflects on them a while. Love's human so quietly. Slipping back on golden tides. Breathing with clean is a beauty thing. Promises, promises. As golden days break wondering.
To Radio Newark Sport with Gory. I promised you a miracle and I've got you one here this evening with Mr. Dave Smith and Mr. Ray O'Brien, two sporting superstars in their own right. Mr. Smith, who made most of a lot of us our sporting prowess, and we have Ray with us this evening. Welcome, Ray.
Good evening.
Good to see you, and thank you so much for coming on. Ray, ex Notts County, Man United, and Republic of Ireland international. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming. So
both playing green, by the way.
Both playing green. That's what confused me. But Dave, we're just going to come to you first because you met Ray in the gym. Is that right?
Yeah, we're both. Well, you're not going to believe this, but we're both in our 70s and we both go spinning 3 mornings a week. we try and keep ourselves fit and tell some stories. Anyway, this guy turned up. And he's always behind me on my left-hand side in the old left-back position. And we were looking at each other for 3 or 4 weeks, and clearly, eventually he walked over and put his arm around me and said, Are you by any chance a man of, well, with his own Irish accent? Are you a man of football? And I said, well, yeah, I have played a little bit. I said, I thought you was. So I was lining him up for my one story, my one and only story about football, and he knocked me for six. And I'm going to take you back to the late 1960s. I was a 16-year-old kid and getting touted around the clubs. And I had a season at Mansfield playing for the under-16s. And then I left Mansfield and went and played a season at Rotherham and then went and finished off at Notts County. But when I was at Rotherham, we played on Millmoor against Mansfield under-18s and we won 2-0. And I scored a goal against Mansfield. The coach was sent on by Tommy Docherty, who was manager at the time, and said, wants to know how old I was. Well, I was 18, but I looked 16. So when the coach went back and said, he's 18, Mr. Docherty, he said, well, tell him we don't want him, he's too old. And so I was sacked by Tommy Docherty. So I used to ask the kids at school, what have I got in common with George Best? And the answer being, we're both sacked by Tommy Docherty. And you know, I used to cop a fair amount of abuse from the kids because they always reckon George Best could play a bit and I couldn't.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you was a bit better than him.
So I'm getting my old story ready for Ray and I'm saying, come on then, I didn't know who the hell he was. I said, what have I got in common with George Best? And of course he says, well, I played with George Best. I said, what? He said, yeah, I played against Maradona. I said, who the hell are you? He says, I'm Ray O'Brien. I said, oh, you're a god. What are you doing here? What are you doing in bloody our spinning class? And of course, since then, we've become very, very good friends and we talk football a lot. And he's exactly my era, so all the names I know, he played with or played against. I mean, his career is phenomenal.
Absolutely. I've done some homework and, Ray, the list is endless. I don't know if we can. It's a bit like your list, Dave. It's probably too long for the hour show tonight. But, Ray, welcome. So you've met the famous Grove PE teacher.
Everybody knows him.
Oh, everybody knows him. So how did sport start for you? Because obviously you brought up in Dublin, Ray. How did it all start for you?
Brought up in Dublin in the 60s. At 15, I went to Torquay United.
Okay, so you were already picked up by then?
I was picked up with Torquay United, and the manager at the time was from County Cork, and his name was Frank O'Farrell, who became manager at Man U and Leicester years later, was part of the big West Ham coaching school, they used to call it,
okay,
back in the 60s.
Just go back to Torquay. So where were Torquay in the league?
Torquay were in the fourth division.
In the fourth, okay.
I was 15. After a few days, he pulled me into his office and he said to me, we haven't got the resources to develop you. Go back home and more or less see what happens over the next few years. And anyway, he became manager of Manchester United and then signed me.
Wow. And who was that again? That was the manager?
Frank O'Farrell.
Frank O'Farrell. Wow. And what year was that? That would be...
That was 73.
73. Wow.
And then he lost his job at Manchester United and Tommy Docherty took over.
Right, okay. So Frank O'Farrell took you to Man U.
Yeah.
You were how old?
I was 8 stone wet through and I was 20.
And you were 20. What was that like, turning up at Manchester United?
It was... frightening, because obviously if you were born in Dublin in the 50s and 60s, you supported two teams in red. One was Man U, the other was Liverpool.
Right.
You never seen any other team ever come to play. It was just Man U, Liverpool, Liverpool, Man U. So you had to be a red.
Okay.
Nobody supported anybody from London or...
And you were you a Man U fan? Or were you the
photograph
fan?
Of that famous team in the crash was on the bedroom wall.
Okay.
So you just... But to cut a long story short, how I ended up at Man U was just... It was all down to Frank O'Farrell.
Yeah. So he saw something in you, though, Ray, didn't he?
Potential, as Dave calls it. Dave has always been onto me about potential. Who can see potential?
Yeah.
And there is a saying in professional football. I don't know whether it's still a saying that happens now. If you sign for Man U, when you fall, you don't fall too far.
Okay.
So,
that's a great saying, to be fair.
And my association with Notts County went on for over 11 years.
Mm.
And the first time I played a game in Nottingham was against Forest at the City Ground. Cluffy was just coming.
Was he?
Cluffy wasn't the manager. He was still at Derby. But I played at the City Ground. And obviously Notts County had scouts there. And obviously that's what, within a few weeks I was...
He was at County.
I was at County.
So how long in total were you at Man U? You weren't too long, was it?
About 18 months.
About 18 months at Man U?
Yeah.
And you went to play Forest, and that's where County saw you and thought, right, we're going to have some of Ray O'Brien.
Yeah, and Notts County was, according to one of the stalwarts, who was reserve team manager at Manchester United at the time, he said when we were going past the Notts County ground to go and play Forest, he was saying that is the land of the Giants.
Okay.
Because Notts County had come from the fourth division to the tour division to the second division.
I think you need to mention, Ray, about Bobby Charlton's obviously on everyone's mind at the moment.
Oh, yes, yes.
And Ray actually played in Bobby Charlton's very, very last game.
I tell you what, that's a great intro. Let me just play this. We're going to have a quick break.
Okay,
and then we'll No, it's fine. Don't worry. Yeah. And we'll come straight back, and I think that's a great in, Dave.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Got you at Brooklyn Slade. That's the way.
County Ray, who's...
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. With Gorey, alongside me this evening, I've got Mr. Dave Smith and the legend that is, and also Ray O'Brien, also another sporting legend. During the break, we've just been talking about some stories, and we are definitely going to have Ray back because there are so many. And Dave will come along as well, and we'll mix the two up. But just before we left, Ray, we were talking about your Man United career, lasted mm-hmm. 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the guys that was there, we've got to talk about him, who you know, yeah. you knew quite well, Bobby Charlton.
Bobby Charlton, who became manager of Preston.
Yeah.
And I actually made my league debut for Notts County at Preston okay. when he was manager. But in his last game for Manchester United was in Bologna okay. in Italy.
Yeah.
And I had the privilege to play alongside him.
Wow.
And he was obviously, he captained, because he was his last game in the for the Reds.
Yeah.
He actually captained the team the game that night. And it was a great privilege. I can't remember the result, but it was a end of season friendly. From there, we flew on to Mallorca for a holiday. And obviously, he came along as well.
And what was he like?
He was very quiet, very reserved. And everything was done by example.
Yeah.
And what a left foot. Boom. He'd no backlift on his left foot.
Okay, was it as good as your left foot, Ray?
It was straighter.
Slightly more cultured.
Slightly more cultured.
No, he was a straight. I was a bender. That's why I scored from free kicks.
Okay, so...
And we used to practice free kicks together, me and him.
Oh, did you?
And Bestie, which is another story.
So you played, obviously George Best was at the club at the same time.
Best, he was at the club.
Yeah, and I've seen some of the videos of George Best, because obviously, mm-hmm. a bit before my time, some player, Ray, eh?
Some player, yes. I played with George Best, I played against George Best, and the first time I played with him, there was 38,000 people at Old Trafford watching him make a comeback again. In the reserves, and he played and scored.
Wow.
And he was phenomenal. And years later, he played for Fulham with Bobby Moore and various other stars. And he came up to me before the game and he said to me, "Don't get near me today."
What was he worried about, Ray?
Right wing up, because in them days we tackled.
Yeah.
We didn't shadow, we tackled.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, you went to Notts County
mm-hmm.
for the bit, what must have been a lot of money at the time, mm-hmm. right? 45 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Did you seal any of that yourself, or was that just paid to the club?
No, in them days, your contract allowed you to get, I think it was 2.5-3%.
Okay.
So they had to give you that, which was taxable, obviously.
Yeah.
But, again, coming back to my debut for Notts County was at Preston when Bobby Charlton was manager yeah. at Preston. So, obviously, we met up again.
And did you win that game?
Yes, we did. And I'd never heard of any of the Notts County players because I'd only been at the club 2 or 3 days. And I thought, who's this Don Masson? He just ran the game. From midfield. He had eyes in the back of his head. Two-footed. Vision. Oh, he was unbelievable.
So, you played Forest. Did you beat Forest that day?
In that reserve team game.
In that reserve team game.
I can't remember.
Okay, but you got spotted there.
Yeah.
You went to Notts County, obviously, for that fee.
Yeah.
You've just mentioned Don Masson.
Mm-hmm.
But you've spent a hell of a long time at Notts County, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was there? Who else who would we know?
Radi Ivanovic. He was a very clever goalkeeper who played for Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
There's loads of them. Stubbs, Needham.
Les Brad.
Masson, Eric Probert. Ian McCulloch.
Oh, Ian McCulloch was there.
Trevor Christie.
Okay, so there's some really class players.
Yeah.
So we've just spoken about who is your brother-in-law, mm-hmm. Mr. Nigel Worthington.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he take over from you?
He took over from me when I was coming to the end of my career, yeah.
Okay, so and obviously at some
point. And then he moved on to Sheffield Wednesday.
Okay. We are just going to have another quick break because we want to talk about your international career and some other really good stories that I know we're going to tell. So see you in a minute.
Okay.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Jane Young in Newark have got Christmas covered. Discover your style with two floors of fabulous fashion featuring over 70 designer brands, including Paul Smith, Hugo Boss and Armani. Find your perfect outfit and get lots of Christmas ideas, including jewellery, luxury fragrances, handbags, gift vouchers and body sets from just £15. Whether you're shopping for yourself or for your partner, our friendly staff are there to help you get what you're looking for. And there's a Christmas gift wrapping service too. Find us online at jane-young.co.uk or on Facebook and Instagram. Better still, come and see us in store at Chain Lane in Newark. Jane Young. Find your perfect gift this Christmas.
Have you seen that change for life? It's all about small changes we can do to make us healthier. Whether you and your family want to cut back fat, watch the salt, make sugar swaps, get your five a day or be more active, Change for Life has something for you. To find loads of easy everyday ideas, just search online for Change for Life. Now.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears. We cry until dawn. Boy.
welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey. This evening I have with me Mr. Dave Smith and we've got Ray O'Brien with us. And we're just going to go over and talk about your international career, Ray, for a short while, because we are going to run out of time, and I definitely know we're going to get you back in, because we've got so many other stories, and obviously listening to some of them in the break there. But you got yourself five caps for the Republic of Ireland. Do you want to, and I'm just looking at a couple of your caps, so we're going to have the photograph of those at the end. But what, to just talk us through what it was like playing international football, Ray.
Well, the most memorable one was against Argentina. And I think Maradona was about 19. And the manager at the time was Johnny Giles. And he said to me, Ray, go and play in midfield.
I'm just looking at your face there, Ray.
And pick him up when he comes into your area. Well, apparently the game is on YouTube. And my grandson says, Grandpa, you never got near him. He was always going by you or sticking his backside into you and taunting you. And I said, Thomas, he was a superstar, even at that age. And he was a superstar. And everybody was after his jersey after the game.
I bet. Did you get it?
No. I did swap jerseys, but the one I got was one of the subs.
Oh, right.
And a few washes and it was gone. But the blue and white stripes,
yeah,
were very unique.
So you're walking out and you're looking across. Was Maradona the well-known star at 19, or was he just kind of?
No, he was on the brink of going to Italy to play for Napoli.
Yeah, okay. So it was early days then.
So he was very young. He was 19.
Yeah,
because he played against England a few days earlier at Wembley. And
yeah,
we know the result of that.
So obviously Argentina was one. You'd had some good results. So you won three of the five games, and the Argentina game was close. It was only a 1-0.
Right? Poland was my favourite, because obviously we played Poland quite a lot.
Yeah,
and I actually played against Poland home and away.
Right.
So that was interesting, and some of the superstars they had in that day, obviously, again, went to Italy, played in Italy.
Yeah. They were always a good international side back in the day, weren't they?
Very good. Great strip.
Yeah.
Loved the strip.
Did Maradona score that day, by the way, or not?
I can't remember, to be honest with you.
No, we'll have to have a look on YouTube.
Yeah. But, yeah. What, me chasing him? And never catching him, even when he had a ball. But he drifted past loads of us like he did against Wembley a few days earlier.
Yeah.
But everybody knew he was going to be a superstar. And then he went to Napoli and I think Barcelona after that. And he became a...
Became the superstar that he
was. Yeah, superstar that he was.
Yeah, it's like he died too young as well, didn't he?
He died too young. And they used to say when I was playing against a quick winger, give yourself a yard or two. Against Maradona, you give yourself 5 or 10
still could
yards.
Do. Yeah.
Because you still couldn't catch him.
No. Talking about Notts County, just going to go back to Notts County.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, I think you are the only player in history, as far as I can see, who was a left back and became a top goal scorer for the season. How did you manage that? It wasn't just free kicks though, Ray, was it?
It was mainly free kicks.
It was
mainly free kicks, because you never got too many penalties in them days.
You had to do a lot. You had to kill somebody to get a penalty.
You had to kill somebody. And obviously, a number of people seen that I had this ability to drift the ball over a wall and dip it.
Yeah.
Now, that didn't happen like just luck. They used to wheel out a big 4-man wall in wood. Every day, they would, Jimmy Searle or Howard Wilkinson would drag it was on 6 wheels. And obviously, I used to clip the heads. Yeah. So over the years, the heads got less and less and less. But that's how I developed the skill.
And obviously, you said you practiced with Bobby Charlton the same.
Same thing.
Was his left foot, and you said it was more cultured.
It was more straight. It was more straight.
Did he just bust the heads and you went around them?
Yeah, and it's a difficult thing to understand, but the only time I ever got a match ball was against Hull City. When I scored two free kicks from the same position 5 minutes after each other.
Oh, okay.
And Jimmy Searle came in, everybody signed the ball, and he said to me, "You'll never score a hat trick, but you deserve it for today."
That's brilliant. Do you want to talk to us about the goal you scored against Mansfield, Ray? Dave's shaking his head. Dave, don't be shaking your head. Come on.
Dave's a huge man. Somebody actually brought this up to me. Not supporter brought this up. And it's the only time I've ever scored a goal. I actually scored two goals from the halfway line. And it was in play, i.e. it wasn't a penalty. It wasn't a free kick. And the Mansfield goalkeeper was left-footed. I remember that because I used to always remember all the left-footers.
Yeah.
And he drop-kicked it. I caught it on the halfway line. And the Notts County bench went, "That's going in." And it did.
What'd you do? Just volley it straight back?
Straight back. And the only other time I did that in my career was against Bristol City at Ashton Gate.
Okay.
I did exactly the same thing. And is it luck? I think it must be luck.
Well, there's a little bit of practice behind it though, Ray, isn't it? We're going to finish off in a second. I'm just going to have a quick break and then we'll be back to finish off, Ray, yeah?
Okay.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens are a local, independent, family-run business. And right now, we've got a great offer on your new bathroom installation. When you buy a run of furniture from the Roper Rhodes Fitted Furniture range, including WC, basin and taps, you get an event dual-exposed shower worth £530 absolutely free. T's and C's apply, and all the usual discounts also apply. Ask in-store for details. We're next to the police station on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703-411 or check out our website, newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
107.8 FM, Radio Newark.
Radio Newark. Instead, I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil, she a bad little b- she a rebel. She put a foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She the devil, she a bad little b- she a rebel. She put a foot. All of your misery, I put good all in my kidneys. This small gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. Tell me yo if you send for me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil.
tried. You could use a revamp with a new vibe, sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan, cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't new, I win. Throw a shot like you're tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said, I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Bands ain't dumb, but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what? I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame yeah. ain't something that I need no more.
Yeah, cause trick?
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Trick?
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. We've got Dave Smith and Ray O'Brien with us this evening, and we've had an amazing chat. And we are definitely running out of time, Ray. So what I just wanted to quickly... We're going to get you back. And Dave's obviously got his list to finish, his other 72 points on those four pages that we had. Ray, you went into management for a short while. We're just going to spend a couple of minutes. That's all we've got left. You went to Boston. That's so... Obviously, we've got a little bit in common. I know you and Dave have, but we've got a little bit in common, haven't we? Both, you went to Boston, didn't you?
Yeah.
Who was your manager? You were the manager. Who were any players that we would recognise now at the time?
No, not really. They were mainly Sheffield-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were Nottingham-based. All the good players were taken up with the local clubs in Nottingham, where Sheffield was a bigger net.
And did you train at the Grove?
We trained at the Grove.
Because you did a long time, didn't you?
A long, long time.
Yes, and we did as well for such a long time. Yeah, that's packed up now. I think they train somewhere else now.
Yeah, but. Well, because we brought the Sheffield lads in and the local lads from Boston who were involved in the squad, they came along. So it was about equal distance.
Mm. Well, I love Boston as a club. It's a great club. It's mm-hmm. always been on the edge of the Football League or not, and you know, over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it started up a great academy back in the early 2000s.
Correct, yeah.
Which was great. So that's a little bit that you were... I know you've got something in common with George Best, and I know Dave's got something in common with you now, the Thomas mm-hmm. Doherty. So I like the link between us two.
Obviously,
right?
Boston got to Wembley. We lost again, Wealdstone, but that was a great highlight in their career.
Yeah. And you were manager at the time, though,
I was assistant manager.
Oh, were you assistant manager at the time? Who was your manager then?
Arthur Mann.
Ah, okay.
Man City and... Really? Well, actually, Hearts, Man City and Notts County.
Wow.
He looked after me for years, playing left-sided midfield.
Well, guys, I just want to say we've run out of time, and I'm really sad about that. We're going to get you back in.
The viewers are
amazing. And... I look forward to that very much, and I want to thank everybody for listening tonight, because Ray, it's been amazing. Dave, thank you so much for coming in.